You are listening to the Toxic Mold Podcast with Steve Worsley, the toxic mold expert and your number one source for mold consulting and mitigation in the USA. Let's dive into a brand new episode. Before we get started on this episode, here's a not so short disclaimer. While all attempts have been made to verify the content provided in this podcast, neither the podcaster or the producers assume any responsibility for errors, omissions, or alternative interpretations of the issues discussed here. All information stated in this podcast is the opinion of Steve Worsley. Steve Worsley is a mold specialist with over 25 years of experience in the construction and mold industry. The Toxic Mold Podcast is for information sharing purposes only. The views expressed are those of the podcaster and his alone. These views should not be taken as expert instruction or commands. While there may be references to medical conditions and symptoms, all podcast episodes are the opinion of Steve Worsley, and any medical questions or concerns shall be addressed with the appropriate licensed medical professional or professionals. As the podcaster refers to different mold types, please be aware that Steve Worsley is not a microbiologist, and questions concerning mold specifics should be answered by the appropriate professional. Steve isn't, nor does he offer, any legal advice. For any legal advice, you must speak with a lawyer. The listener is 100% responsible for his or her own actions. You can check out Steve's books on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and search for author Steve Worsley. You can also take Steve's courses on Udemy or Skillshare, and you can find out more about those at cnccontractorservices.com. Now, let's get to the episode.
Hello, you're listening to the Toxic Mold Podcast with myself, Steve Worsley, and we have my wife again, Cassandra. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
You get a break in a couple weeks.
I do.
We have a doctor coming on, so...
Yes, your interviews.
Yes. Yeah, I have this doctor coming up, which will air, I think, on the 29th. And then I have a functional health coach. And then we have Dr. Fox again in May. So yeah, you're finally pushing me to interview other people.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners enjoy it. You know, it's always good to hear from a different perspective. But anyhow, today's tax day. That's kind of a...
Oh, that's right.
A Debbie Downer.
It comes by so fast, doesn't it? It comes
so
fast.
Yeah. Especially when you're someone like me and you procrastinate. Yeah. So for all of you that actually get money back, congratulations. People like myself have to pay. So, but the people that get money back are paying all year. So I don't want that to come across the wrong way. But anyhow, today is episode 255, and it's Toxic Mold and Gadgets. When I think about that, well, actually, I'm going to ask you, do you think I have enough gadgets?
Oh, you have plenty of gadgets.
Well, see, I don't think I have enough.
You have plenty.
Yeah, every tool, every gadget, I try to buy it because I think they help. But I thought it would be a good podcast episode to more or less kind of explain to our listeners the gadgets that they can buy. You know, maybe when they want to buy I don't even know what an iPad costs anymore, but you know, maybe they can buy something instead of buying that. They can buy a Luft, or they can buy a HEPA vacuum. Or I guess my point is there's things our listeners can purchase and have that could be very beneficial to them and save them a ton of money on, you know, mold sickness or mold remediation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've had, I'm not sure how long the affiliate link or the, is that what we call it? Resource link?
Yeah, what the is resources. It so cnccontractorservices.com/resources. We've got all of your Amazon affiliate links to the particular gadgets that you feel are best for those who are listening at home and think, hey, I need to be able to monitor what's going on in my house.
Yeah. And I know it's a disclaimer that everybody knows, but I don't guarantee anything. It's just stuff that we typically use. And there might be things on there that we don't personally use, but I think can be helpful.
Absolutely.
And so it's just a simple, they can go to the website. It's a simple thing we'll talk about at the end. When you think of gadgets, like, you like to buy headphones and a new Shure mic and stuff like that, you probably don't think about gadgets that would save on mold, do you?
No, but I think about gadgets related to my health. And since health is connected deeply to toxic mold, I think a lot of people should be looking at the gadgets they buy to monitor indoor air quality as a health gadget for their health.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, you know, we have CGMs. You have one of them.
I have a Garmin watch.
Yeah,
I mean,
tells you,
yeah. I mean,
tells you a bunch of stuff.
I would buy five more things. We have things to check our, what, heart beats per minute that we don't
use
all
that
much.
Yeah, when COVID was going
around. We have tons of gadgets for health. And so we have scales that give all kinds of BMI and percentages and biological age. I mean, we're in an era where everybody who's listening is fortunate enough that you don't have to go to the doctor to get every piece of data on your health that our parents and grandparents had to.
Yeah. And speaking of health, like, so for your CGM, what do you think that has done for you? I don't wear mine like I'm supposed to. You tell me to put it on. But do you feel, I guess it's just a kind of a general question. I know we don't talk about health stuff, but for our listeners, like, what has it helped you with?
I think it's a daily barometer. It reminds me of the Luft. Right. So the Luft, we can look at it throughout the day and we can monitor. We can look at what the Luft is telling us about the quality of the air in our house. With a CGM, you know, when you do an A1C, that's just a snapshot in one moment in the doctor's office of where your glucose levels are. But when you wear a CGM.
So for our listeners that don't know what that is, what is an A1C?
A1C is just the how much blood sugar you've got going on at one point when they draw the blood.
Oh, so it's a test.
It's just a test that tells you what your blood sugar levels are at one moment in time. Whereas when you wear a CGM, throughout the day, as you eat foods, you can see, oh, I can't eat that because it spikes me. Whereas a food that might spike me, my blood sugar, might not spike you. So the CGM gives you a personalized, just like the Luft. The Luft gives you a personalized understanding of what's going on in your home. The CGM gives you day to day. Like when you're high stress, you'll see that your blood sugar levels will be very, very different. The CGM lets you see that.
Yeah, and what I've noticed with that is we eat a lot, well, you do way more than me, a lot of hard-boiled eggs because you know things that might spike it. So it's kind of, you know.
It makes you mindful of what you should
be
eating, and it also reminds you when you eat the things you shouldn't be eating, the impact on your health. And I think a lot of the gadgets we're going to talk about today help people be more mindful about looking for ways to prevent toxic mold in their house.
Yes, and so something I want to express or tell our listeners is, you know, when we talk about documentation, you bring it up all the time, like document, document, document. If our listeners aren't documenting, and, you know, I'm going to use the Luft as an example, if they have zero information when they come to me or to a doctor, it's going to cost them more money because we have to start at ground zero. And so for our listeners, if you can have a Luft that you, let's just say you bought it just a few months ago, you could say, hey, Steve, I'll send you what my Luft readings were, and that will give me an idea and documentation. Just like we've said this, we're not going to go down in this rabbit hole, but we've talked about our listeners getting mycotoxin testing, air testing. And so when you bring on someone like myself, if you have all that information, you'll get more bang for your buck in the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it brings awareness. You know, you might have a five-year-old that loves to splash in the tub. You might have a 15-year-old that loves to take long showers. If you put a humidity gauge in the bathroom, and even for the five-year-old, you can explain to them why you have it. And that brings, obviously, the education side, but also awareness.
Absolutely. But I also think that we no longer live in a day and age where you can afford to not be aware of what's going on in your environment.
Yeah.
I think we're well beyond the point of ignorance.
Exactly.
So we have all of these things we can use. If you really want to live a long, good while, and you want to make sure that your children are healthy and they're not susceptible to all these respiratory things and all these other things, it is your responsibility to make sure that you're monitoring what's going on in the home. And that if the time comes when you need mold mitigation, you have the documentation to help that expert help you.
Exactly. It can even, as far as the investigation side, be very helpful. And so the first thing I want to talk about, and we talk about it quite often, when people ask me, Steve, what's something we can do to just kind of monitor things in our home? Humidity gauges. To me, that's the most important thing. And on top of that, it's probably the least expensive. I think we have them everywhere.
Mm-hmm, we have them everywhere.
There's no excuse for us if we don't know what the humidity is.
I mean, some of our alarm clocks even have the humidity percentage on them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's now becoming very mainstream in a lot of different types of gadgets.
Yeah. And I think the affiliate link, I think it's a 3-pack. I could be wrong, but, you know, there's some really cheap ones you can buy. Like, when I say...
And that's a 3-pack, but the Bluetooth humidity gauge. I like that one.
Yeah. So for a three pack, I'm guessing like $15, $20. You can get a three pack for decent ones. You put those on the walls. If you buy one three pack, I would say put one in each bathroom. And then if you have a mechanical room or a basement or whatever. The Bluetooth one you're talking about. So we have one of those in the basement. We have one on the main level. Those have sensors, and each one of them, the sensors are outside. And just to explain, I'm sure our listeners are like, well, what does that do any good? It has an outside sensor that gives us the humidity outside, but the unit, the head units, what I'll call it, the primary unit, it shows the humidity inside too. And those are, you know, a little fancier, cost more. I don't recall what we paid. We got one on clearance for, I think, like $20, $30.
Which do you think is better? I like something that's on my phone that I can read that's Bluetoothed, right? No? I
mean, well, like the Luft is. Yes.
I like the one. I like things that have apps.
So as far as a humidity gauge, besides the Luft, obviously that goes to the phone. I'm sure it would cost you more money. To answer your question, I would highly recommend that, but it's going to cost more money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, what's your saying? An ounce of prevention.
It's from Mary Poppins. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've never watched Mary
Poppins.
I
love Mary Poppins. So
that's why I don't know it. But you know what? Even a gadget that costs $150, $250, it could save them thousands.
Correct.
And so, you know, when we talk about the Bluetooth humidity gauge, for people that don't like, I don't even like to. That's what I have to do for my job. For people that have crawl spaces and attics, that is what I would recommend.
Okay.
Because you can put that sensor up in the attic or down in the crawl space. Now, once again, you do have to remember, if this is like your summer home and you're gone all winter, it's not anything you can monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to spend more money and it shows up on your phone.
Exactly.
So to answer your question, absolutely, the Bluetooth ones are the way to go. But on the other hand, for our listeners, there's no excuse why you can't spend $15 on just the small ones like we have in our bathrooms.
Correct.
So looking at the list, we have a list right here in front of us. Which one out of all of those would you think is most important? And then I'll give you my opinion.
Anything that measures moisture intrusion. So I think the moisture meter, and I think the water, house water monitoring, that's huge.
Yes. Which, so the moisture intrusion, that's a water alarm. Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? So what that is it's literally something you can put below a sink, and it's a water sensor, and there's all different kinds. You can get ones that are Bluetooth to your phone. You can get a very inexpensive one that literally, when there's water, when that sensor water touches it, it's an audible alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are really annoying, but that's the whole point. The whole house monitoring system, what you're talking about, that's a lot more expensive. It's something your plumber installs on your main water shutoff. And what that does is you can literally monitor how much flow or water usage is going on. And like the most expensive one, you can actually shut the water off.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, we were in Cheyenne doing a conference, we see it would send an alert like, hey, something's going on, you know, more water's flowing through this sensor than normal. We could literally hit a button and it would shut the water off.
Oh, wow.
Pretty handy.
Very handy.
And, you know, that's something more that I would recommend during new construction, or if you're going to do a remodel or you have to replace the main water valve on your home. That brings up something that I just want to say to our listeners. Your main water shutoff should be something that every occupant of the home knows where that's at. Do you know where ours is?
No. It's probably in that room.
Yeah, it's in the mechanical room.
I'm sure I'd find it if I needed to.
And
oh, it's in the floor? No?
No, that's a sump pump.
Okay.
It's actually right in the wall. It's pretty easy to locate. But it just brought up something that all of our listeners, make sure everybody knows, because if your 10-year-old is at home and something happens, do they know how to shut the water off to the house?
That's a good question.
And if you think about it, just the water running, depending on what went bad, you could literally have a flooded basement within an hour.
Well, and it leads me to the question of what I like about the whole house monitoring water thing is that you could be on vacation somewhere and you could monitor it from your phone and know if something's going wrong, but you would need to have somebody close close to your home if you're far away from it, who has the key to your house or the code, and who knows where the water valve shutoff is, right? So you have to think of these plans too in advance.
Yes. And that's a good point. Like, you know, who would you call? You know, for a lot of our listeners, they probably have family that's close. Do you have a friend? Do you have whoever? Those are things you should think about. Now, depending on the situation, that's why, for the most part, if you're leaving for a 2-week vacation and nobody's going to be in the home, it would make sense, in my opinion, to shut the water off.
Yes, which you always do.
Once again, if you have like that whole house monitoring system, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
So what I would recommend, and this is a little bit higher priced, not compared to the whole house monitoring system, the thing that I would actually recommend if our listeners could afford it, and we're talking probably for $700-$800, I would get an infrared camera. Now, for our listeners, they might say, well, what good is that going to do? If you don't know how to use it, it's not going to help at all.
Exactly.
But an infrared camera is something that even some mold inspectors don't even have. But that's probably, I'm not sure how to word it, but probably the tool I have in my tool belt that is always my go-to.
Just so you can see where moisture might be coming in.
Exactly.
Or where it may be a problem in the future, because you can see it with the infrared camera.
Exactly. And it helps identify missing insulation, all sorts of stuff. Now, if you want to go a bit cheaper, you can buy a surface moisture meter. And, you know, for our listeners that are like, well, what would we use that for? Let's say you see a water stain on the wall. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this piece of equipment, you can buy a decent brand for like less than $50. You could actually put that on the wall and it would tell you the moisture content. And in other words, you would be able to identify if this is an old water stain or something that's new.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So you're saying that people have some sort of way to assess moisture.
Exactly.
Okay. What about, do you consider an air purifier a gadget?
I think I wouldn't really call it a gadget. Neither would a HEPA vacuum be a gadget. But for these purposes, yes, for what we're talking about.
And now, do you think that's something everybody should have in every room of their home or no?
No. Once again, it all depends on the size of the home, the type of air purifier they're buying. You know, what's the purpose of it? If you don't think you have any mold concerns, I don't know what it would hurt. Now, if you know you have a mold infestation in your crawl space and you're buying an air purifier to get by for now, you could make the situation worse.
Oh, okay.
Because you could, you know, air pressures are always varying in the home based on the barometric pressure, windows open, doors, air conditioner running, all sorts of stuff. But you could create a scenario where you're literally sucking the air from the crawl space up into the living area. If you just go out and buy even air scrubbers, I've had clients that are like, yeah, I just bought an air scrubber. And, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but if you're not using it properly, you could make the problem worse.
Okay. That's so literally you'd say infrared camera is most important. And obviously there are other things on the list, like a high quality journal, high quality flashlights. Should there be flashlights in every room of the home?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
I was thinking in case the lights go out.
Well, I mean, yeah, if that's the purpose, but the flashlights that I'm talking about, I use LED flashlights that are rechargeable. They're like $250 a piece.
Oh my.
So to buy one for every room.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
I don't know if I'd do that. Now, you know, we have these little flashlights that come in the mold box and that I get.
Little kids love them.
They love them.
So I think it's always good, especially if little kids and you live in a place, you know, where the wind blows and the lights go out. So we're not flashlights.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, once again, like it's difficult for me to just answer the question and say, no, you don't need that. Or yes, you do. Cause I don't know all the ins and outs, but if I was to recommend something that's in every room of a home, it would be a humidity gauge.
Absolutely. And I would say the luft.
Yes. The luft I wouldn't put in every room.
I mean, but I'd put it in the main living
level,
areas,
yeah.
Right? Oh, every level. Wow.
Yeah, you could. So the luft, it was designed for the most part for radon. When we're testing for radon, we want to test in the lowest livable level of the home. So if you have a crawl space, you don't want to put it down there. You would just put it on the main level. But depending on the size of the home, I would recommend, if you can afford it, having a luft on every level.
Okay.
And once again, just to remind our listeners, the luft monitors radon, humidity, temperature, TVOCs, ECO2, and the air pressure.
So yeah, it measures a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
Which is why we have a Luft and why we support it, because again, it gives you data. And I love data. Data helps you understand what's going on.
Well, and the advantage to the Luft, like, it has the color, like, right on the unit itself. And to remind our listeners, the Luft, you Bluetooth it. Is that what it's called?
Bluetooth it, yep.
You Bluetooth it to your phone so you can monitor it on your phone. Every quarter, they'll send you the quarterly readings. If they buy it through our affiliate link, which we'll talk about at the end of the podcast, for one full year, I will actually interpret, give you feedback on your Luft readings. But that's something, in my opinion, for our listeners, everybody should have at least one.
Absolutely. What do you think of the personal infrared sauna?
Those I've heard are very helpful. And just for our listeners, that's something you can buy for detoxing. And didn't you go do some red light therapy thingy?
No, I was going to do infrared sauna. I'm still looking at starting that as a regular practice. But I'm a fan of go to a spa or go to a place.
Right.
Because infrared sauna has become so cheap. Literally a 30-minute session. It can be $29 and up. So I don't know why you'd buy a high ticket.
Yeah.
In your house sauna thing, when you can actually get away for a minute, go to a sauna, like a spa, and have a whole experience.
Yeah, the sauna that we have on our affiliate links is almost a compactable thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a small, it isn't a big thing you buy. It's, I think it's like $500.
Well, and I think
that's for detox.
But I also think where that might be helpful is in situations where somebody has been impacted by mold to the point where they have fibromyalgia. So they're tired all the time. They can't really go out to go get that done. Somebody whose family is sick with mold, and so everybody needs to be doing sauna.
Yeah.
That gets expensive if you're going outside your home. So then that makes the $500 make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't a huge purchase.
Because some of them cost like $5,000.
Yeah.
I mean, to get the whole...
Yeah. And I've had clients that have like a whole sauna thing. Like it's this big...
Like a room.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of those take water. There are some that don't, but what's on our affiliate link is something compact and because, and once again, it's for detoxing, but it could help people.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, on the link on the website, we have a bunch of different links for different things. And, you know, for our listeners, if they have any questions, shoot us an email at info@cnccontractorservices.com and, you know, we'll get back to you and say, hey, you know, if this is what you're looking for and this is your budget, here's what Steve recommends.
Absolutely. So what's your call to action for people?
We just were talking about it. Make sure you have, and this is the least expensive and it's probably one of the most important things for the price, humidity gauges in every room.
So make sure you have humidity gauges in every room. What else?
And if you can't afford that, make sure you have them in the bathrooms. But if you want to spend like $250, the Luft is something, in my opinion, everybody should have.
Well, and can you explain how it works for people to get your interpretations of their Luft reports? Because I want to be sure that people just don't go to the Luft website, and because then they don't get your interpretations if they don't use your link.
Yes,
that's important.
Yeah. So to be clear, if you want my feedback on the results, you have to purchase it through my link.
Correct.
If you go to Sunradon, which is the manufacturer, and you buy it from them, I don't provide that.
Correct.
I'm an affiliate with them. You have to use my affiliate link. The way it works is when you get the quarterly readings, which they email to you, you just forward it to me and I'll know if you purchased it through the link. So just to be clear, if you go buy it through the website, you don't get my services. If it's the same thing like with the EMA testing. If you go buy that from Real Time Labs, you don't get my services with it because I don't get any recognition or any compensation. So I guess the nice way to say it is if you go buy it directly from their website, you don't get anything from me. You'll have to pay for a consultation.
Absolutely. And if any of this confuses you, feel free to email us
and
say, hey, this is the link I'm planning to use. Is this your link? I mean, I've done that many times with affiliates just to make sure you're using the right link to get all of the services with it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, for me, like I said, I'll give you feedback on it for a year. So it's a great service that I provide. But if you don't buy it through the link, you don't get that.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So today was episode 255. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure you go to our website at cnccontractorservices.com and sign up for the mold investigation checklist. Again, go to cnccontractorservices.com and get your free mold investigation checklist today. You can also on cnccontractorservices.com find out more about Steve's courses and books and consultations. Once again, go to cnccontractorservices.com.